Again, kia ora, kia ora. Rangi katoa. I'd like you to have a listen to this song. It's called Tūranga Waiwai. And the reason we're playing it today is because I'll be talking with its writer shortly, Tipine. Tipine Harmer is actually his full name. And he is a Silver Scroll finalist with this waiata. It's made the top five. And we'll talk about the waiata, but also about his career and his love of music and his love of our people in a moment. Tūranga Waiwai with Tipine. And this is Pākehā.
Tērā te karangai, te rangi, te manu tuia, tui tuia, tuia I runga, tuia I raro, tuia I roto, tuia I waho, tuia te here tangata, karongo te poka, karongo te
marae, when you arrive to meet up with another tribe, the sun shining in your eyes, showing off the flies, waiting for the first speaker on the pie pie. Fire caught it all straight from the mohio, vital life lessons for tama and kotiro, but one at a time, first kumata will speak their minds, then the manu hiri will give their reply, no matter what the occasion, whether somebody's passed on, awaiting all that just aging, marae is the staging, this is as formal as it gets, show aroha and respect for each other. Talk to your speech, brother. That's weak, cause we all know a little bit of kappa haka. Tribal roots run deep, but then you can manage or even imagine. Tapu ass, but can be damaged, yeah.
Listen directly from your ancestors. They're in your blood. They're in your bones. When you travel to a distant land, you're gonna take a piece of home that'll resonate deep in your soul.
Yeah, welcome down my line. It's our Tūranga Waiwai. It's the place where I'm from, the place I belong, the place where my ancestors roam. Welcome down my line. It's our Tūranga Waiwai. It's the place where I'm from, the place I belong, the place where my ancestors roam. No matter if you've come from near or far, we all know the kaupapa, where your roots are drawn to your whakapapa. You never fall for the future without your past, without the wairua of your tūpuna, panūpā. Hongi and kihi, no mai hare mai, to the whānau behind the scenes, mahi up in the whare kai. It comes to no surprise, Māori are multi-talented, keeping the balance between our art, crafters and battlers. This ain't a place for staunch walks or faces forward arrogance, amateurs are just a straight up embarrassment. The tickle tickle says it all to the average witness, for they knew we portraits of real savages. Blood of our ancestors runs deep within tribal marriages and kohanga reo to teach the kids when foundations are concrete. This is where my speech begins. Māori stand again. This time we fight for keeps and wins.
Listen directly from your.
I hope you've been enjoying that, Waiata. I certainly have. Playing in the background, that's Tipine. He's kindly joined us for a kōrero today. Tipine, born in Tūrangi, Hawke's Bay, raised. And some time ago, I was exposed to one of his songs, and of course it was a remix of For the Life of Me from Prince Tui Teka, with some neat rapping over the sound of that, which appealed to me too, because I'm an old guy and I love Prince Tui Teka, and I certainly welcomed the style that Tipine embellished that waiata with. I might play it for you as well when we finish our kōrero. Tipine is with us to talk about the fact that that waiata, Tūranga Waiwai, has made the final of the APRA Silver Scroll Songwriting Award. Tipine, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on Pākehā. Ko teo tēnei.
Kia ora teo, kia ora tātou to the listeners out there.
Always,
thank you for having me.
Always good to catch up with you, bro. You know, the lyrics on the earlier piece that I just mentioned, For the Life of Me, sort of it warned me to your situation. It sort of spoke with the realities. But you've been rapping a long time. This song has, you know, obviously touched many people. It speaks of something powerful for us. about Aotearoa Waiwai. And again, heartfelt lyrics that you've put together. Tell us about the story of its writing and also how you introduced it to Macy and Troy and got their support to record it in the way that they have.
Oh, kia ora, Dale. Well, the overall vision is to re-indigenise our people through music, through the power of music. And yeah, it's always been the vision for me. So when I was summer kaiako, I'm a school teacher, and I had some rangatahi in front of me one year. This is a few years back. There was about a good sort of 18, 20 of them, around 17 years old, from the Waikato area. And my mahi for that particular day was to teach them about marae tikanga or tikanga marae protocol, and what would they expect to see. And so, you know, as a teacher, you kind of, you know, you pull on what they already know. So my first question was, or my first part I was, so who's been on to a marae before? And they're all Māori. And the room went real quiet. And I was like, wow, are you serious? And no one's been on a marae before. Anyway, we shared some whakaaro about that, some thoughts. And I went home and I went back to the drawing board. And I was like, wow, that lesson didn't go quite the way I was expecting. But I thought, how could I teach them about marae protocol without them being too confronting or be too confronted? Because that was some of the kōrero that was coming back. Was, you know, the marae is only for older people and I can't speak Māori and, you know, a lot of things. That was quite mamai, bro. It was quite mamai to hear their stories. And I was like, well, that's, you know, they were open enough to tell me the truth about what they were feeling. And so I thought, wow, you know, I could. Then I started writing a rap about, you know, what you would see from the karanga to the whai kōrero to the hariru and, you know, everything that I'd experienced back in Kahinunu. What I know to be about marae protocol and that's where it started from, Dale. It started from that whole idea to try and educate our young people. And then, you know, I came across Maisie and Troy at the Waiatua Māori Music Awards back in Hastings, where I'm from. I wasn't in there as an artist. I was just kind of helping wipe the tables down and just helping because I've always helped around there because it's a kaupapa around home. And, and then I just asked them, you know, hey, would you consider doing the song, you know, with me? And I had some songs out at the time, and they were like, how come they're not in the awards, bro? You know, I'm like, well, that's not why I write music. But they're pretty cool humans, Troy and Maisie. And it sort of happened like that, and Maisie was our karanga to go on to the marae. So without the karanga, no one's going on to the marae, bro. So that's where it all sort of spawned from, and we just grew it from there. And I think the main thing was to include our rangatahi. There is a music video of Tūranga Waiwai that's out. You can get it anywhere, YouTube or my Facebook page, Deep in the Music. And it clearly shows just the marae full with young people with rangatahi. There's actually no pākeke in there whatsoever. And that was intentional. It was intentional to show our rangatahi that it's a place for everyone, not just the older ones. And it came together pretty awesome.
Well, so much so that others have taken notice, as we did too, because we've had pieces of rap I te reo Māori and also, you know, English anake, but you seem to have interwoven the two. And, you know, sometimes rap rhymes and sometimes it doesn't, but it's a neat touch that you've been able to put together. And like you say, bro, celebrating the fact that our marae are for the people and for our young people. Good on you. Congratulations. I know, because I spoke with Maisie last week, and she features prominently in the Silver Scroll Awards as well. As you know, Troy as well with us, mahi. But you're sitting up with them, and they're proud to have you alongside them, as we are too, Tipene, because the Silver Scroll Awards seem to be taking a different face. It was for many years dominated by Pākehā waiata, but now we're seeing bilingual efforts, and we're seeing reo Māori anake efforts up there in the finals as well. When are the finals? I guess normally you'd get together and have a bit of a shindig, but the old COVID scene might see it being a virtual kaupapa. Tipene, when and where are the finals being held?
Well, as far as I know, they're at the Spark Arena, October the 14th. That's pretty. Yeah, at the moment, it might be a Zoom meeting, but I'm hopeful. We're all hopeful because the Māori Music Awards is looking like it's going to be online. I would imagine. And the song has been nominated in the Māori Music Awards as well, which is awesome. And that actually, for me, is a great thing because it's our own people acknowledging the mahi. Because I know they're the ones that are going to spread it, eh? You know, when especially when it's to do with kaupapa Māori. I did a bit of research around that with the Silver Scrolls. And I found out the last song that was in the Silver Scrolls by a Māori artist that had any Māori in it was Moana and the Moa Hunters in 94 or something with Tahi. I don't know if you remember that song. It's pretty old school. But it's, that sort of tells you a little bit about how much of a shift that there is in the industry in terms of waata Māori and the mainstream, so to speak. Aye.
Well, I know that you'll be down there welcoming people into your hood too at the Waiata Awards down in Hastings. They've traditionally been held there because people weren't getting recognised in the wider New Zealand Music Awards, and then some with great foresight decided, let's stage our own. And I know that you've been there as a kaitautoko kaimahi as well to make people from other rohe feel neat about being there. It's neat to know that you're also being acknowledged for your wonderful work with our waiata as well. Congratulations on making the Silver Scroll finals, Tipene. And thanks again for sharing some kōrero with us, not just here in our Northern Radio because we're going through our iwi network today, but we're all pleased for you and looking forward to seeing some more neat tunes coming from you and as we, you know, whakahapai reo ringa waiata katoa. Kia ora, brother.
Kia ora. Thank you, Dale, and kia ora to everybody out there listening. I really appreciate the support, and ti hei mauri ora.
Ti hei mauri ora. Tipene with us from down in the bay. Ngā mihi, bro. I'm going to play a little bit of this song while we get geared up for our next chat, which is a politics kōrero with Adam Gifford. Like I say, I've always liked Prince Tui Teka. And this is some years old now. It's called Tautoko with Tipene.
It's like I'm stuck in this routine. It's like my life's mapped out like a movie and exposed to the naked flame, trying to make the pay, working the shift day to day, living off the undrained takeaways. I'm up early when the birds chirp. Ever since I wrote